Morning, church. Go ahead and be turning your Bibles over to 2 Peter chapter 3. This is the time in our service that we take out to really remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. But before I get into that, you might have noticed our worship was a little different today. We had a couple different moving parts on the stage, if you will. So I just wanted to give a special thank you to Levi and Nichelle Young. And Mark Edwards, who was on the drums. They are some of our great, great friends from Northview, from the Northview Church, and they decided to come lend us their talents today. So we're really, really appreciative of that. Like I said, this is the time in our service that we take out to really remember Jesus, to remember specifically his death, burial, and resurrection. Quite frankly, it's, you could call it a weekly anniversary of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Now, that word anniversary has a ton of special meaning for me this month. So August 1st was my one-year anniversary here as the evangelist at Cornerstone. Amen. August 7th was Natasha and I's 15th wedding anniversary. Yeah, clap for her. She's put up with me for 15 years, you know? I know, right? Yeah. She's upstairs teaching. And this Tuesday, August 13th, will be the 19th year since I got baptized into Christ. Yeah. August is my, I need to play the lottery in August because clearly it's my month. But when an anniversary comes around, what tends to happen is you think back to what you were doing whenever this or that event occurred. And so I asked myself, what was I doing 1 year ago today? What was I doing 15 years ago today? What was I doing 19 years ago today? And so as we've been celebrating all these things, of course, Noelle, my 7-year-old, sometimes she has questions. And she wants to try to understand, you know, because she's 7 years old and in her brain, she can't fully grasp what it was like life before her. And so she'll ask us questions. All right, so Dad, you know, when you and Mommy got married, was Chloe already here? Well, no, honey, she wasn't. Well, where was I during that time? And 19 years ago, when you became a Christian, when you got baptized, Daddy, where was I? Where was Chloe? And it's kind of hard for her 7-year-old brain to wrap around the idea of before she got here. I might as well have said 1,500 years ago or 1,900 years ago because she really can't totally comprehend. You notice how time seems to speed up as you get older? It just seems like the days and the weeks and the months and years go by faster as you get older. Well, actually, there's a mathematical reason for this. I want to break it down for you, yeah. So think about this. When you're 5 years old, 1 year is 20% of your life. So that's a huge chunk of your life. So it seems like a long time. 1 year seems like a huge amount of time to a 5-year-old. But when you're 20, 1 year is only 5% of your life. And so even for the, you know, when you think about how old you get and the longer you go, time, the markers of time, it takes shorter in your brain because your brain can sort of calculate better what that means. And so in a sense, it does kind of speed up to you. I'm a Georgia Tech guy, go Jackets, you know? But even for the oldest person in this room, I'm not sure who it is, and even if I did, I wouldn't say it out loud. I imagine that 2,000 years ago is still something that is very hard for their brain to understand. I mean, just thinking, we come together each week and we try to remember the cross, and we're frankly talking about something that happened 2,000 years ago. And so it makes sense that sometimes it can be hard for our brains to really grasp the significance of it. We read about it. We hear sermons about it and communions about it. But because we weren't there, a lot of times it can be difficult to really connect with this event that, quite frankly, for us, seems in the very distant past. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. It says, "Dear friends, don't overlook this one fact. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." You see, for God, with God, it's like the crucifixion happened 2 days ago. God is outside of time, and so time doesn't affect him. But when he came in the form of Jesus, he allowed himself to be bound by these rules. But even with that, the Bible still says that one day is like 1,000 years to him. What would your communion be like if you remembered it like it just happened on Friday? If you thought about just 2 days ago, 48 hours, my Lord was brutally beaten and crucified. If you were thinking it was just Friday that I saw him brutally murdered, how would you remember his death then? How would you be able to celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection? You see, 2 days ago, at 9 o'clock in the morning, I was with Chris Neely having breakfast at IHOP. What were you doing 2 days ago at 9 o'clock in the morning? Go to the next slide for me. What was Jesus doing 2 days ago at 9 o'clock in the morning? Now, it was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. So yes, 2,000 years ago, but because one day is like 1,000 to the Lord, it was like it just happened. That's what Jesus was doing at 9 o'clock, 2 days ago, having nails driven through his wrists and through his ankles. On Friday at noon, what were you doing? Were you eating lunch? On a conference call? Driving? One of those college students that hasn't gone back to school yet, so you were sleeping? Jesus, what were you doing on Friday about noon? Look at the next slide. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. Jesus, what were you doing 2 days ago? I was taking on the sins of the world. And for 3 hours, the sky was covered in darkness as he took our sins into his body and bore the shame and the suffering of our sins. 2 days ago, about 3 o'clock, what were you doing? I was sitting in car line. Some of these students over here were celebrating 1 week down, only, 36 more to go. Celebrating the first week of school. What about you, Jesus? Next slide. And at 3, Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Jesus, what were you doing 2 days ago? I was dying for you. And so if we could wrap our brains around this idea that, yes, we take communion every week to remember, but not just to remember it as some distant thing that happened, but to really remember our Lord as if he was just crucified for us. To remember our Lord like it just happened. The good news is the same time warp applies. That would also mean that today was the day he got up from the grave. 2,000 years ago, he got up from the grave. So what am I going to do about it right now? My challenge for us as we take communion, not just today, but every Sunday, is to try to really take yourself there and think about what Jesus did as if it just happened. To remember him with fresh wounds in his wrists, with blood dripping down his skull from a crown of thorns, with a back that had been flogged and nails through his wrists and his ankles. When we take communion, let's really remember what he did for us on that cross as if it just happened. So in a moment, we'll take the bread. The ushers are going to pass the trays. And as you take the bread that represents his broken body, don't think about it like it happened 2,000 years ago. Think about it like it was Friday. As you take the fruit of the vine that represents his blood spilled out, don't just look at it as words on a page that we read about, some story that happened that I believe and heard a lot about, but a story that impacts me because it just happened. Let's pray.